I agree, or I see that we need to be aware of the signs of the times, but why do you feel that it's, you know, the last times now, or, I mean, it seems to me that things could get a lot worse and stay a lot worse for a lot longer.
Well, the last times, I don't say sort of exact how many years or anything like that. The signs are multiplying.
What was the question?
He says, why do I think it's the last times? He thinks perhaps things should get a lot worse than they are. Of course, they will get worse. They'll keep getting worse. And in the history of the world, things have been getting worse. And sometimes there have even been times when it looked as if the end might be close. And for various reasons, perhaps men repented, changed themselves, so that the end was perhaps put off. And it could happen again like that. They change themselves, and this whole abnormality in life changes. And
no, but I think the answer is that they have to explain about the phenomena of apostasy. That's what we mean by the last time.
Yes, there's
a
whole
term of apostasy.
There are a whole set of characteristics which are to prevail at the end of the world, including the fact that the gospel is preached to all the world. And now virtually every dialect, even in Africa, has at least one gospel in their dialect. And all the major languages now have at least the New Testament. And that's one sign. Another sign is the possibility for there to be one world ruler, which only in our times is a very real possibility. Another sign is what's happening in Israel. In fact, the Jews possess the temple ground. The temple must be built for Antichrist. It's the first time in 2,000 years that has happened. That's an obvious sign that something might be close. And the fact that sort of people are being pushed together into one world civilization. And this apostasy, that is that Christian values are being squeezed out of society. And not by pagans, but by people who used to be Christians. That's the apostasy, is the falling away from something which you once had. So all those characteristics are very strikingly true in our times. You can't necessarily point to sort of a set number of years, but it looks very close to the way things are going. Oh yes, and the fact, yes, the Jews who are also, in fact, there's two things about the Jews. One, that they are looking for the world ruler. Here's the notice. Yes, this is the notice published in the New York Times a few months ago. Well, the very fact that this man recently published in the New York Times and all big newspapers in the country, the fact that he's going to appear on television, he says, Christ is coming. He will appear on television sometime in the summer. And you simply have to prepare yourself and accept him, because this is the end times. And this one is about, this is actually a more secular kind of thing, but Jews who assume, it says, at that time, the troubled times before the coming of the Messiah, your people shall be delivered, everyone who shall be found inscribed in the book. So it says here, you got to sign up to get your name put in the book, the Torah book. You pay a certain amount of money, and your name will be inscribed in this book, which will get you prepared for the coming of the Messiah. Of course, they're all to make money, whatever their purpose is, unless they use this sort of thing in the air that the Messiah is close. They even put it in Hebrew letters to convince you. Jews of the world tonight to prepare for the Messiah. But there's a second thing, that is, at the end of the world, the Jews are to be converted to Christ, at least the faithful remnant. And we see this already happens. That is, the prophet Elias is going to come. In fact, I know pious Jews, not the ones in Israel, sort of, they're very secular. Although the Orthodox Judaism is their official religion, but they're very sort of worldly and secular. But there are many pious people who won't accept the Messiah until the prophet Elias comes. Like some specify, has to come on a white horse. Anyway, they're very sort of fundamental that way, that Elias will come and tell them where the Messiah is. And we believe Elias is going to come and say the Messiah already came and you missed him. Now worship him. And of course, with that, they're going to accept. But already many Jews are being converted. In fact, in Russia, the most people coming out, many people coming out are Jews, and a large number of them are converted to Christianity. In fact, people who are there say that the largest movement among people to be converted in Russia is among the Jews. Because it's one of the signs of the times also. But all those point to this fact, that the times do seem to be close.
Well,
yes?
Have you heard the latest prophecy on the end of the world, 1994?
No, I haven't heard that one. But of course, it says there will be false Christs, and also there will be false antichrists, and false prophecies, and everything to get you mixed up. You wait for 1994, it doesn't happen, therefore you give up the ship and decide that nothing's going to happen. Maybe it's going to happen in 1996. You're fooled. Because no, we don't place our hope in a date, because no one knows the date. It's just we prepare ourselves, and in fact, the wise person is preparing himself every day for that, because we ourselves will die. So prepare for your own death. And the end of the world is simply sort of on the worldwide scale, that same thing we're preparing for and preparing for our death. So when we prepare for that, it isn't that we should be hysterical or sell all our property and begin to sit on a mountain someplace waiting for the end. It means we're supposed to be prepared for it, which means more fervent in our Christianity. If you're more fervent when Christ indeed comes, or when the temptation comes first, this Antichrist, you'll be more prepared to oppose it and more ready to meet Christ when he comes. So when we say about the end of the world, it's not to scare people or to set some kind of date which we have to meet, some deadline, but to prepare people to withstand temptation and to meet Christ. And that's the state in which the church should always be in. That's the way it was in the time of the apostles. And wherever there's fervency among people, that's the way it is again. We are aware that the end is close. Yes?